A program that provides healthy snacks to elementary school kids is expanding. KDLG's Daisha Eaton explains how it will affect kids in rural Alaska.
Kindergartners at Dillingham Elementary School are learning about fruit.
What kind of fruits have we had?
We had kiwis, apples and pears and oranges.
That's Ariana, one of 17 kids in Mrs. Snellgrove's kindergarten class at Dillingham Elementary. She gets a fresh fruit snack several times a week. Today they're eating her favorite, kiwis. The snack is provided through the USDA Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Program. Recently, the USDA announced it's expanding that program. The USDA increased Alaska's funding for the program by nearly $500,000. That means more kids in rural Alaska, where fresh fruits and vegetables can be expensive and hard to come by, will be included.
That's huge. The current year that we're in, the current school year, we were able to fund 27 school districts at 142 schools. So it's really exciting to see how much more we're going to be able to expand this program throughout Alaska.
That's Joe Dawson with the Alaska Department of Education and Development, which administers the program in Alaska. The Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Program started as a pilot in 2002 in 8 states. In 2008, it expanded to low-income schools in all 50 states, including Alaska. Each year since then, there have been small increases. But this year's larger increase is part of the Obama administration's effort to fight obesity and improve nutrition in public schools. Dawson says in Alaska, it makes a big difference.
This year, I talked to 2 schools who their children had had pears, fresh pears, for the first time. You know, until then, it had always been canned pears. And, you know, what a great thing to actually try and have, you know, fresh produce. We have some schools who can only provide the fresh fruit and vegetable snack once every other week because the cost is so high. But we still really want to see the program in every location that's eligible, just so that children have the experience of the fresh produce, because otherwise they might not.
Up until now, even though many schools qualified for the program, some weren't getting funding because the state just didn't have enough money to go around. Now those schools will be able to participate. Back at Dillingham Elementary, they've finished their fruit, and now they're singing about it.
An apple a day keeps the doctor away.
In Dillingham, I'm Daisha Eaton.